Blog Talk Radio.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. They don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
My story.
You don't know the things that I come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
At my lowest.
You
cannot imagine
the strongholds and the walls that
you. But God has been faithful.
God has been faithful to me.
He promised.
He promised he would never leave
me. My story.
My story proves that God can do me.
Deliverance is. You don't know my story, the anguish and the guilt that consume me. Grateful I can tell it, for no more shall the shackles condemn me. You don't know my story,
you just don't know.
For if you did, you would lift up your head. Let me tell you, my faith you may as well break out and dance.
I love this about God because even though I'm not perfect,
my story
proves that God can
do. And my deliverance,
and
what I want to share is my testimony.
You don't know.
Somebody needs to know.
It would blow your mind.
Can I get a witness?
You don't know
my story.
My story.
My story.
And it's through my testimony.
Oh, oh, oh.
Through my testimony.
That I overcome.
And the blood you shed. Delivered.
I've been delivered. I've been set free.
Yeah.
Now I have a testimony. Thank you for bringing me out. You think you know, but let me tell it.
Life is favor.
God, thank you for your mercy.
God of mercy.
And you love me. Life and favor.
Life and favor upon me.
Oh, how wondrous.
Oh, how wonderful.
God is my story.
Upon me.
You wouldn't believe my real testimony. Can't imagine. Some people, they walked out on me and they gave up on me, said I wouldn't make it, but God brought me out.
All the things I've gone through.
If you only knew, you'd understand why I praise like this. Come on, can we take it up?
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Here is my story.
Yeah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Oh,
a testimony to sing this one. Look somebody in the face and say,
can't imagine what a beautiful
God did.
God did. Just raise your hands as high as you can in this place, everybody.
Just lift your voice and say, how great is our God. Say with me, how great is our God. Oh, see how great is our God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We're so blessed to be back on the air Monday. It's a holiday. I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby, and for a minute for Evander's Adrian Bernard should be bringing the word of life to us this evening. We greet each of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in and listening. You are listening on the line to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We truly appreciate your fellowship and tremendous support. We need to say that again. We truly appreciate your fellowship and tremendous support, because you could be anywhere, but you're here on this air waiting for a rhema word from on above from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I'm your host again, Ruby Larry, and the Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage. We want you to be encouraged, enriched, enhanced, enlightened, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their life, naturally plus spiritually, and to pursue their God-given ministries without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundation scripture and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And you can find that out of the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. Like our founder and host, Evangelist Bernard, stated last week, that this is our foundation statement. It may not necessarily be yours, but we embrace it, and this is what we stand on. Join us daily, Monday through Friday, at 1 p.m. Pacific time, 4 p.m. Central Time, and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. I got also Saturday at 5 a.m. Pacific Time. You can hear Elder Burns and his wife, Minister Billy Burns, and they host They Overcame. And it's a time to share your powerful testimonies and or join us for early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time, California time. Everybody is welcome to come in. It's about 40, 50 minutes, whatever the Lord say, and we go up before the Lord with early Sunday morning prayer. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. All the call-in numbers here is 858-638-1334. We welcome you to email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail us any prayer request. We say mail us any prayer request or praise report that you would like us to share on the broadcast to P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. And you can also visit and like our ministry page on Facebook and our website, and that's where you can find us at www.newdestinyministries.com. And you are welcome to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries should you desire to listen to any of our previous broadcasts or the current show that is airing live as I speak. You hear me speaking, so you'll hear that. So we had time this morning because this is a holiday, Veterans Day, and I felt like we could read the whole broadcast program that's set forth. Normally we omit it a lot of times when the Lord is blessing and it's a rhema word or a special a bishop or pastor, whatever, coming forth in the word. So we appreciate you so very much, and we know that you hopefully have a blessed weekend and you're back on Monday for us. So with no further finale, I'm going to turn it over to our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from Stockton now, but she's originally out of New Orleans, so I got you, Evangelist. Turn it over to you.
Amen, amen. God bless you, Sister Ruby. Thank God for those beautiful songs, and thank you for the opening. It was certainly a blessing. You know, when you're running, fooling with children, grandchildren especially, they wear you out. You don't have all the energy that you have. You once had. But nevertheless, I thank God for another opportunity to be on the radio broadcast today with New Destiny Ministries, A Time of Reflection. Truly, we give honor and obeisance to the men and women of God that have sacrificed their lives to serve and to protect our country. Amen. And those that have made sacrifices and no longer is in the land of the living, but they were in the different wars. And we just remember those veterans today, and we certainly give God to those past that have passed on, and even those that are still living. Some are still in Iraq and Afghanistan. So we thank God for the men and women of God that have made those sacrifices. We know there's no greater sacrifice than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. But I certainly that know that a group such as that, the veterans that have risked their lives and left their families to serve and protect, is such an honor, is such a selfless sacrifice. Amen. You know, sometimes we have to deal with certain things that we're not familiar with and that we really don't want to become familiar with. And many times we don't even think about the sacrifices that others have made for us to be able to walk in freedom, for us to be able to breathe a little bit better. Amen. So we certainly honor the men and women of God, the veterans of this great nation. Amen. We're going to continue on with our series. We're continuing on with that topic, walking in your season. When we feel like, when we feel as though God is not through speaking, we allow that subject matter to carry over, and that's what we're doing on this week. So we will have some men and women of God. We thank God for the men today. I just want to give honor to the men today and God, and just thank God for blessing men to come on our line and ministers, fathers in the gospel, amen, sons in the gospel, amen, shepherds, amen, that are leading God's people. So we give honor to the great men and women of God today. Amen, especially the men on today. You know, as I begin to do some reflection, you know, the title of this particular segment is A Time of Reflection. Amen. And as I begin to reflect upon the past 23 months that God have privileged us to be on this broadcast, Monday through Friday, Saturday, Elder Burns and Minister Burns, and then Sunday with early morning prayer. We initiated early morning prayer, I think, September of last year. So we've been doing that for a year, and we've been on this broadcast without excuses, no apologies, Monday through Friday, holidays and all. We all know today is a holiday, but I don't take any holidays. You know, I don't take no time off from the assignment that God has given to me. And also Sister Ruby co-hosting along with us, we certainly appreciate that. Sister Ruby was saying to me this morning, you know, she had every day is just a holiday for her. 15 years ago, the Lord allowed her to retire off her job. Amen. So it's a blessing to be able to retire off your job and you're still able to have your health and strength, and you're able to wake up when you want to, lie down when you want to, and you just free. Amen. It's a blessing. The Bible said, he that the sun set free is free indeed. So we bless the Lord for that on today. We're not going to hold long today. We don't know who's on the line today. Only Sister Ruby can see that switchboard. Blog Talk doing some crazy stuff. I was able to sign on a little bit through my phone, but they have discarded of that, so I can't get to see the switchboard on the line anymore. But nevertheless, we thank God because he always has a willing vessel. He always has someone that will stand in the gap. Amen, amen. We praise God for last week having such a beautiful week where we had Mother Mildred Richards with us. We had Prophet Michael Davis with us. We had the pleasure of Dr. Winston Singleton being with us again. And we had a first-time guest in the likeness of Evangelist Douglas Hausmer that was also with us last week. And they were all expounding on this subject matter, walking in your season. Walking in your season. Amen. And we took our reference scripture from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And I'm going to read that until you hear in the day. And then however the Lord lead us after that point, we'll continue on. But it says in Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 through 8, I'll be reading. It says, to everything there is a season. So what was Solomon, one of the greatest kings that ever lived, one of the wisest kings that God had ever blessed with such wisdom? And even the Lord told Solomon that there would never be a king with that much wisdom and that much understanding as him. Amen. And he honored Solomon because he honored his father David. But how many know that in the midst of us living, we're going to make some mistakes. We're going to err. Remember that there's no perfect beings. There's no perfect men. There's no perfect women. There's no perfect children. Nothing is perfect. Amen. But we're striving for perfection. So Solomon said, there is, amen, there to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Some of us may be going through a trial right now. Some of us may be in the midst of a test. Some of us may be in the midst of a storm. But please know today that there is an expiration date, because trouble don't last always. Amen. And I thank God, because the different seasons that we find ourselves in, Sister Ruby, God already know the season that we're in. He already know the test, the trial. He already know the frustrations. He already know about our disappointments. Hallelujah. Don't you know there's nothing hidden from God? The Bible said he declared, God declared the end from the beginning. Amen. Remember, he is the beginning and he is the end. He's Alpha and he's Omega. Amen. So he said, Solomon said, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Nothing is hid from God. He said there is a time to be born. There's a time when we're going to birth some things in the spirit realm. There's a time when we're going to give birth in the natural realm. And we all know we give birth to boys and girls. We give birth to infants. Amen. And we know one thing. The infants don't come out the womb crawling. Hallelujah. The infant don't come out the womb walking. It is a process. They are new, but when they come out the womb, they are newborn babes. Hallelujah. Now take that experience and compare it to your new birth in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We don't come into the kingdom knowing, excuse me, what is required of us. We have to sit and we have to get rooted and grounded and we have to be taught just like that newborn babe out the womb. The first contact they have is with their mother. because that is the person that has travailed. Hallelujah. Has travailed and brought forth new life. Glory to God. But I find out, and I saw it, and I'm testifying for myself. I'm not talking about what somebody has told me. I'm talking about what I have lived. I see people come into the body of Christ, and I'm not going to say the building, the body of Christ, and they're newborn babes. Some have not even had an experience with a church. Some have not had an experience with being in the setting of a fellowship of like believers. Amen. But some have had that experience. Some parents were already in ministry, and so they called them pew babies. Amen. Because guess what? Their parents were already in the body. Amen. But those that don't have an experience, they have to be taught. And that's the most fragile time in their walk. Amen. And we have to be careful that we don't poison them before they come in. Hallelujah. You know, you go fishing and you get the fish. You just don't get that fish out of the water and put him in the frying pan. It's a process. It's a process. So Solomon said, it's a time to be born. This is our season to birth some things. This is our season to bring some things and make them alive in our life. Hallelujah. Those desires, those aspirations, those visions and dreams that God has given you, don't let them die. Don't let them die. Walking, we're talking about walking in our season. Hallelujah. You can walk. You, the newborn babe, hallelujah, he just, as I said earlier, they don't just start walking. Amen. They begin to crawl first. And after they crawl, then they start experimenting on how to pull up and hold on to something. Hallelujah. Then as they begin to pull up and begin to hold on something, then their confidence begin to soar. And as their confidence begin to soar, then gradually, hallelujah, they let go and they start holding on to things. Hallelujah. And then they begin to take a step. Hallelujah. Their confidence is being birthed because they have already tested the waters. They've already tried to do a few little things on their own. Hallelujah. We have to know that we, no matter what we're going through, we have to trust God. We have to know that we are in a season. A season, a new season. We're birthing some things in our spirit. We're birthing some things in the natural. Hallelujah. And he said, and a time to die. Let's talk about that. A time to die. We're not talking about a physical death. Hallelujah. But guess what? We have to kill this physical flesh. This flesh is physical. It's not spiritual. The Bible says all flesh is the same, and there's no good thing that dwelleth in our flesh. There's no good thing that dwells in this flesh. I don't care how sanctified and how holy and how far baptized you say you are. This flesh, hallelujah, can't no man, hallelujah, try to argue and try to battle with this flesh and win. You have to bring it up under subjection. Hallelujah. How do you bring it up under subjection? You bring it under subjection and you kill it and you let it die with this word. You start feasting on this word. And as you begin to feast on this word, guess what? You kill this flesh. Hallelujah. When Satan came before God, tried to tempt, the devil came to tempt Jesus, he said, man don't came there. A man will not can't live by bread alone. Hallelujah. But by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. This is our strength, people of God. Walking in your season. And in order to walk in your season, you have to get this word. This word has to be embedded. It has to be ingrained. It has to be instilled in every fiber of your being. Oh, yes. Once this word, once this word get ingrained and embedded and instilled in your heart, then you are able to talk to the enemy. When those seducing spirits begin to come, God, I bless you today. You're able to give that seducing spirit a word. Hallelujah. Say, I will not let you tempt me today. I will not let you have me in bondage today. You will not seduce my mind today. I'm going to have some pure thoughts today. I'm going to think on those things that are lovely. I'm going to think on those things that are pure. I'm going to think on those things that are of a good report. I don't care what folks say about me. What is God saying about you today? I'm talking about walking in your season. I'm talking about getting on to, you're no longer a babe. Now we're leaving that time. We're leaving that infancy stage. Now we're beginning to become a toddler. You know these toddlers, I had one this morning. These towers, they ain't nothing nice. Hallelujah. You have to keep your eyes on them at all times. And that's the same way with a new babe, a new Christian. Hallelujah. They don't know the seasons yet. They don't know how to walk in their seasons yet. And sometimes if they come in and they get connected to the wrong people, they'll find themselves back out there again. And that's what happens sometimes. Hallelujah. We come in and the wrong folks, the wrong people get attached to, they get attached to the wrong folks. And sometimes we witness and bring people in and then we want to possess them. We want to take them over. This is my fruit. I brought this fruit in. Well, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Hallelujah. God is the one that draws people, not you. Glory to God. You are just a witness. You are just a vessel that God has graced to go out into the highways and the hedges and compel men to come. I'm talking about walking in your season. When you walk in your season, you will be willing to sit down and wait. You will be so anxiously waiting to get to Bible class. You'll be anxiously waiting to come to joy night. You'll be anxiously waiting to come to the evangelistic service because you want to get as much word as you can down on the inside. God, down on the inside. Psalm 91 says, woo, Jesus, I love you today, God. Psalm 91 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What is this scripture saying to us today? We're talking about walking in our season. We have to get in that dwelling place. We have to get in that secret place of the Most High. And he is going to hide us. Hallelujah. under the shadow of the Almighty. We have no need to fear. God didn't give us the spirit of fear. There's so many things happening in the nation. We hear murders every day. We hear rapes. We hear of kidnappings. We hear of drug overdoses. We hear of prostitution. There's so many things we hear of that's not pleasant that we have to deal with on a daily basis. But all I'm here to tell you, the Bible said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivered them out of them all. But you have to stay connected. You have to stay in the vine. Ah, glory to God. Jesus said, let's turn there right quickly. Woo, I'm talking about walking. I'm talking about walking in your season. Let's turn John chapter 15, and we're coming back to Ecclesiastes because we're talking about walking in your season. Walking in your season. The man of God said last week, Dr. Corinthus Patterson, he says seeding establishes your harvest. Seeding establishes your harvest. You don't want to go out, Sister Ruby, and witness to a soul. Hallelujah. And that soul go back out. You're missing your harvest. You're missing your harvest. Now that soul don't belong to you. That soul belong to God. But we have to show love. We have to be kind. We have to have compassion for one another. Sometimes, as I said earlier, if a person has not been reared in the church realm, they don't know how to govern themselves properly. But those of us that know, we are supposed to teach them. We can't become impatient. We can't become angry and frustrated and disappointed with them because they may have a incident or something that happened, and then they make a mistake, and then we want to put them in hell. Well, if God put us in hell for every mistake we had, the earth wouldn't even have no folks in it. But God is a merciful God. Amen. Turn to John chapter 15, and I'm just going to read verse 5. It says, and this is Jesus. He's telling this disciple, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abided in me, what you mean abide? He that stay connected. He that stay attached. He that keep his mind staying on me. He that focus only on my will for their life. You're abiding in me. And I in him. The same, listen at what the Jesus is saying, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. What is Jesus saying? What is he saying? We walk sometimes in our ego, in our self-righteousness, in our pride, and it becomes all about us. Well, let me serve you notice today, baby. It ain't about you. Hallelujah. What did the Lord tell Job when Job began to murmur and complain? Hallelujah. Wondering, Lord, what has happened? Why is all this catastrophe upon my life? The Lord said, wait a minute, Job. Stand up. Gird up your loins. And stand up and talk to me like a man. Where were you when I created the heavens and the earth? Where were you when I made the seas? Where were you, hallelujah, when I created and I spoke and I said, where were you? I said, let there be light, and there was light. The one took Adam out of the dust of the earth and formed him. I little one, hallelujah, put him to sleep and took a rib out his side and created woman. I am the one. Were you there? Did I have to take counsel with you? No. So we need to start walking in our season. As you walk in your season, you begin to honor the God of the universe. When you walk in your season, you're not intimidated about with folks. When you walk in your season, you're willing to hear the voice of God. You're not conferring with your friends. You're not conferring with your family. I'm having a little talk with Jesus. Intimacy. Into God. Who are you into? Who are you intimate with? Walking in your season. We don't even know the season that we're in. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. People are getting ready. They're getting ready for 2014. They don't even know if they're going to be here. They're not even praising God and asking God to allow them to cross over. They just assume that they're going to be here. Oh, but God could cause you to stop breathing the night while you sleep. Hallelujah. We aren't the giver of life. God is the giver of life. Talking in your season. Sometimes we allow folks to take us off the course. We allow folks to cause us to back up and retreat. We allow folks to tell us who we are. When this Bible tells me that I'm a child of the King, I'm a peculiar people, royal priesthood. Hey, you're the Messiah. Hallelujah. It's time, people of God, to ask. It's time to seek. It's time to knock. Ask God, Lord, what is this season I'm in? And what would you have me to do in this season? Consult God. Spend some time with God. Quit trying to run all over the nation because this one is here and that one is there. This one is here and that one is there. Come on, people of God. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You should be trying to see where Jesus is. Hallelujah. Not where folks is. Is the Lord there? Is the anointing there? Is people being saved? Are they being healed? Are they being delivered? Are they being set free? If none of those activities are happening, you need to flee. You need to get yourself out of there. Because remember, God does not dwell in the midst of chaos and confusion. The Bible said where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. When you find you in the midst of folks that are envious and they're strivers, they're strifers, hallelujah, always got some mess going on. Always got some junk happening. Get away from them because they will pollute and contaminate the season you're in. This is a season for you to be blessed. This is a season for God to elevate you. This is a season for God to promote you. This is a season for the visions and dreams that he's given you to be birthed. But if you don't recognize it, you'll miss your season. Hallelujah. Walking in your season. Walking in your season. Not trying to keep up with the Joneses. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby is retired. Her work, her physical work, far as working on a man's job, has ceased. But guess what? It didn't cease because before she paid her dues. See, we got some dues we got to pay. They say it costs to be the boss. Sister Ruby stayed on one job, driving buses for 24 years. 24 years. And 15 years ago, the Lord retired her. Now, I'm not retired. I don't have that on my resume. Hallelujah. So I'm still working. Hallelujah. Say working. I'm working for the Lord. I'm working out my old soul salvation, not on a natural man's job. Hallelujah. Oh, and God has blessed. Thank you, Jesus, because I know the season that I'm in. Now, if I didn't know the season that I was in, I allow my sister, I allow my brother, I allow my mother, I allow my aunts and my uncles and my cousins to whisper in my ear and tell me, God ain't called you to do this. God haven't called you to do that. Well, were you there at 2 or 3 or 4 in the morning when I was crying out to the Lord, asking him for directions, and I waited on him, and then he answered me? Were you there? Did you hear the conversation that God and I had? Hallelujah. Did you hear what I was petitioning God for? And did you hear the response he gave me? If you didn't hear it, you weren't there. Hallelujah. You were not there. Therefore, guess what? I don't need you to question what God has told me to do. Whatever God has told me to do is between me and God. Hallelujah. And if it's not God, guess what? It'll never come to pass. But if it is God, it's coming to pass. Everything God promised us, God is not a liar. He's not a man that he would lie. Neither is he the son of man that he would repent. God is the promise keeper. He can't lie. He'll keep his promise. Hallelujah. God will keep his promise. He's the only one in the earth that I'll say will keep his promise. And he in the earth, because as long as I'm in the earth, Jesus Christ lives inside of me. Hey, you're the Messiah. I just read. He said, if you abide in me. I'm going to stop. I didn't come on here to preach today, but Lord, I'm being led. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abided in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. I have some fruits. I don't know about you all. I have some fruits. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to eat up my fruits. Hallelujah. Because I have to keep those fruits preserved. Those fruits have to be preserved because I have to feed the hungry. Hallelujah. I have to go out into the highway and the hedges and compel men to come. And I have to have something to give them. Hallelujah. Jesus said, freely I give. Freely you receive. Hallelujah. We always want to be on the receiving end. How about turning it around? How about flipping the script, turning the table, and say, Lord, I'm going to be the blesser. I'm going to bless somebody today. I don't need them to give me nothing. I want to be the one to sow. Hallelujah. He said, I give seed. Yeah, you're the one I take. He said, let's go to that right quick. Ah, we got a few more minutes. Woo, glory to God. He said, go to Isaiah 55 and 10. Oh, y'all think I just be talking. Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm talking about God's word. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. His word is a lamp unto my feet. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55 and 10. Ah, Jesus. Woo! No, let's read verse 8 and let's go down. Now, let's go up to verse 6. It says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. If you want to walk in your season, you better seek God. Hallelujah. You better call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked, listen at this, And the Lord, you took me to this because I didn't have all of this prepared. Let the matter of fact, I didn't have anything prepared. I said, I'm going to come on. I told Sister Ruby, I'm going to come on and read a little scripture. And however the Lord leads, that's what we'll do. And this is what I'm doing. Isaiah 55:7 says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Hallelujah. Forsake your way, and the unrighteous man your thoughts. Then you can walk in your season. Hallelujah. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly, listen at this, God will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways. That's why I tell you, I can't let my mother, I can't let my sister and my brother, I can't let my cousins and my grandchildren, I can't let them pause in my mind. I can't let them speak nothing negative in my, especially when you know God has a calling on your life. God has specifically given you instructions. You better follow them to the letter. Follow them to the letter. He said, my ways are not your ways. Verse 9 says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 10, and this is the verse that I wanted to really get to. Verse 10 says, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, turneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. If you don't have nothing to sow, go back to Isaiah. Hallelujah. He said, forsake your way. How you going to walk in your season? Hallelujah. And you have not sown anything. You have to sow. God said, I give seed to the sower. Now, it's impossible to sow anything if you don't have any seed. You have to have a seed. You say, well, what are you talking about? Guess what? Do you have a word in your mouth that you can speak to somebody today? Can you call somebody you haven't seen or heard from in a long time and say, the Lord put you on my heart today, sister? And I'm not interested in your business. I'm just calling to let you know that I'm thinking about you. I just call to encourage you. I just call to share a kind word with you. Hallelujah. That's seed. That seed, you have a righteous word. You have a beautiful word that you can share with somebody. How about somebody that you know is struggling, that you know they're going through a trial or a test? How about saying, sister, brother, I'm here for you. I might not have no monetary blessings to bestow upon you, but I can take your prayer request to the Lord. I can have a little talk with Jesus about you, about your situation. Hallelujah. Why not? Seed is just not money. Seed is kindness. Seed is love. Seed is patience. Seed is meekness. Seed is gentleness. Seed is long-suffering. Uh-huh. Seed is humility. Can you sow any of that today? Can you sow any of that today? We don't want to hear the word sow because we think somebody trying to get something out of our bank account. Well, hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the branch. I am the vine, I mean. You are the branch. If you abide in me, guess what? You can ask whatever you will. All you got to do is have faith. He said, ask. When you ask, believe that you're going to receive. When you seek, believe that you're going to find. When you knock, get ready for that door to open. You got to expect the door to open in your life. You got to be excited about this thing. I don't care what God is doing for somebody else. My concern is, Lord, what is my assignment? What should Adrian be doing in this season? I love my brothers and sisters. I want us all to prosper and be in good health. I want us all to be able to speak the same thing. I want us all to be on the same page. But you know that ain't going to happen. We got personality disorders. Uh-huh. We have so much dysfunction in the body. Yes, that's right. In the body of Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. The body we profess. Because the true church is unblemished. The true church don't have no flaws. The true church don't have no disorders. I'm talking about the church we profess to be in. And we can't stay in one another. Hallelujah. We don't have no love for one another. We'll go and befriend someone we don't know nothing about, and our sister and our brother sit right next to us on the bench every Sunday, and we won't feel them. But I could feel somebody else that I don't know nothing about. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And I renounce those hidden things today. We got to get this thing right, people. We have to know what season we're in. We have to know what season we're in. Don't be concerned about Sister Ruby's season. What season are you in? Oh, Lord, can you help her today? Can you help her today? Help her today, God. Have mercy on her today. Ah, hallelujah. Let me tell you. Solomon said, there is a time and a season for everything. Let me go back to this, and I'm going to finish today. I know some of you may not have but a few folks on the line, but that's all right. This message will be in the archives. Hallelujah. And guess what? I'm not doing nothing but lazing around today. So why not get on here and share the word of God? Why not get on here and try to encourage and inspire and lift and enrich and empower somebody? Somebody may be depressed today. Somebody may be going through something today, and they need this word. If you don't need it, well, you don't have to call in. You don't have to tune in. But if you need a word from the Lord, God has one available for you 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, Sunday, and also on Saturday. Glory to God. Woo, let me finish here. He said, there is a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill his flesh. That's the thing we ought to be murdering, this flesh. Ah, hallelujah. That's what we should be killing. And it destroys these strongholds in our lives that have us bound where we can't walk in our season. Hallelujah. And a time to heal. There's a time to break down and a time to build up. There's a time to weep and a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace who you embrace in the day. A time to refrain from embracing. A time to get. We always trying to get something. What about giving something sometimes? A time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. Hallelujah. I'm about to go through all these paper books and programs and all this stuff. What am I holding on to it for? That season has passed. I've been in this thing 30 years. Came in working. Not for myself, but for the kingdom of God, programs 30 years ago. What am I holding on to them for? Yeah, they're good to keep in your archives and in your library, but there comes a time when you get rid of all this stuff. Some of this stuff got us bound. Some of it got us bound, and we won't lose it. We won't lose it. We're holding on to the past. Well, I'm looking towards my future. Ah, Kurt Cole said, I see you in your future, when he did that album after Katrina. And you look better. That's where I see myself at. So I'm getting rid of all of this paperwork and all this stuff, this debris. I don't need it. I'll keep a portfolio of my work. But one thing I know I'm assured of, God has a record. God has a record, Sister Ruby. He can go back at any time and say, Adrian, I saw when you did this, saw when you did that. I got your record, baby. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. Live holy. That's all I want you to do. If you live holy, hallelujah, and you remember the new commandment that I gave my disciples. He said, a new commandment. Oh, Lord, do you know if we that rests everything, that our lives rest on that new commandment. He said that we love one another. If we could only love, if we can sincerely, genuinely love, we wouldn't have no problem. But we got issues. Again, we got personality disorders. Hallelujah. We don't want to love. Some of us are able to love, but we won't give no love. Hallelujah. Because we stuck on ourselves. We stuck on us. We stuck on our foe and no more. Well, God is a God to every man, woman, boy, and girl. He said, all souls belong to me. The soul that said it and the soul that lives, they all belong to me. You don't own them. You don't own nobody. You don't even own your wife or your husband. He said the twain become one. That don't mean you have ownership of them. They show you you don't own them. Because the day or tomorrow, the woman or the man decides to leave your butt. Guess what? They don't have to ask your permission. They just go down to the courthouse and start filing some paperwork. So that lets you know you don't own nobody. We want our own folks to control them. And we want them to be subject just to us. Well, the Bible tells me over in he said, submit yourself to those that have rule over you. Well, what does submit mean? Submit means to willingly give up what Adrian think and give it to the man or the woman of God. Submit willingly. Make yourself available for service. Hallelujah. That's all it means. But stay tomorrow, I don't want to submit. I don't have to submit to you. But I'll get in trouble with God. That's how we get in trouble with God. Because we want our own folks. We want to control people. Well, you can't walk in your season trying to control nobody. You can't walk in your season wanting to own everything and everybody. You can't, you ain't even a master of your own house. Hallelujah. So how you going to own me? How you going to tell me how to govern my house when yours out of order? The devil is a liar. I'm walking in my season. Uh-huh. And for me to walk in my season, I have to get my house in order. For me to walk in my season, I have to take a look in the mirror and say, Lord, take whatever is not pleasing to you. Take it out. I have to work on me, not you. How can I tell my brother to get the mote out of his eye when I have a beam in mine? Work on yourself. Work on yourself. That's how you begin to walk in your season. When you begin to have a little talk with Jesus and tell him what's wrong with Adrian. Hallelujah. What I'm missing, where I've missed the mark, where I've fallen short. Hallelujah. We fall short every day. The year is almost, it's coming to a close. Many of us made resolutions, and I was one of them. All the things I'm going to do. Oh, Lord, I'm on fire for you. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Hallelujah. Yeah. After 2-3 months in the new year, we're back to our old habits again. We're back to our old habits again. So we're right back where we started. Every year, same thing. Oh, I'm going to do this, Lord. I'm going to do that. Well, the Lord know when you said you were lying. Your intentions may have been good, but you didn't follow through. And that's why we don't follow through. We fail every day at follow through. Follow through, follow up. Hallelujah. Imagine, Sister Ruby, if God didn't follow through on his promises to us. We would be men most miserable. Ah, Lord, I bless you today. Let me go. Where was I? A time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away. Y'all all won't hear me. A time to rent and a time to talk. But you better discern. This ain't me talking all the time. You better know when the Holy Ghost is speaking to you. Don't look at me being Sister Hatred, Sister Benoit. You better discern when God is speaking a word to you to get yourself together. Because, see, this word always finds the messenger before it finds the recipient. That's what I'll say. I am the messenger, and every word I speak, it finds me before it hit the recipient. Oh, yes. I'm the mailman. And you are the customer. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I bless you today. A time to rent and a time to soar. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. It's a time when you got to go into seclusion. It's a time when you got to isolate yourself. It's a time when you got to retreat. Hallelujah. And you need to go in your secret closet. And you're able to come back fired up. You're able to come back rejuvenated like the eagle. Hallelujah. The eagle go in. Hallelujah. And get some strength. Hallelujah, because he know he got a soul above every other bird. He know he can't fail. Hallelujah, he has to go into the highest cloud. Higher no more shyer. We have to soar like that eagle, but we have to know when to retreat. Glory to God. We need to know when we got to go in our secret closet and have a little talk with Jesus. It says a time to love. Only we can love. We would walk in our season. And a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What season are you in today? Are you going to walk in your rightful season? To walk in your rightful season, you got to get attached to this word. You got to get so engrossed in this word that you don't let nothing shake or rattle you. Woo, God. Y'all going to think it's supposed to be saying, oh, who is she? She's so holier than thou. Oh, I'm trying to live holy. I'm not holier than thou. Because to be holier than thou is saying I'm more holy than God. And I could never be more holier than God. Oh, but I love the Lord. I decided almost 30 years ago to follow Jesus. I decided to make Jesus my choice? Are you going to accept Jesus as your choice today? Are you ready to walk in your season? Are you ready to renounce some things that shouldn't be? Are you ready to take a look at yourself in the mirror? Are you ready to say, Lord, it's not my mother, it's not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, and I'm standing in the need of prayer. Are you ready to say, pass me not, oh gentle Savior, hear my humble cry, while on others calling, do not pass me by. Oh, God, I don't want to miss you in this season. If I was able to sing a song, I'd sing Paul Martin. Whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Because you haven't seen your best days yet. Walk in your season. Walk like a child of God. Walk with your head held high. Walk circumspectly before. Walk, hallelujah, knowing who you are. Walk in victory every day. Hallelujah, because Emmanuel lives. I expect victory every day. Believe and never doubt. I believe God going to do some great things. I believe God going to do some great for the listeners that come on this line. I believe that God is going to bring somebody out. I believe he's going to heal. I believe he's going to deliver. I believe my sister is coming home. I believe my son is coming home. I believe. And because I believe, I have given my life wholly unto God. Hallelujah. If he never does anything else for me, he's done enough. Hallelujah. But I have some promises that God has promised me in his word, and they have not come to pass. They have not been manifested. They have not been fulfilled. So therefore, I'm going to keep on trusting in him. I'm going to keep on calling on him. I'm going to keep on, hallelujah, making some sacrifices. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless you today. Lord, I thank you for this word on the day. I thank you because it's been a strength to me. Hallelujah. I'm walking in my season, God. I'm doing what you have asked me to do. Hallelujah. I'm not going to murmur. I'm not going to complain. Hallelujah. Whatever you're doing, don't do it without me, God. Oh, I bless you today, God. I render, hallelujah, I render my heart, my mind, my body, and soul. I render it unto you today. What can I render unto you? For all of your benefits unto me. I don't have to wait to Thanksgiving to tell you thank you. I don't have to wait to Christmas to tell you thank you. I don't have to wait to January 2014 to tell you thank you. I'm telling you thank you today. Because you've been great. You've been mighty in my life. Oh, you've been the best thing that ever happened to me. That's why I'm able to walk in my season. Because there's none like you, God. There's none like you. When my mother and my father forsake me, you said you would take me up. Hallelujah. You said when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to a rock that is higher than I. You said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. You say when my enemy comes upon me to eat up my flesh, they're going to stumble and fall. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes in like a flood, you will lift up a standard against them. I'm trusting you, God. You said to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge you, and you will, you shall direct my path. God bless y'all. on this Veterans Day today. God bless all of our veterans. Hallelujah. We love you with the love of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. That was the word.
Hallelujah.
Prophet
is Darlene Davis. We're going to come to you. Your line is open.
Ah, glory to God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was out, and I kept looking at the time. I said, I got to get back. I got to get back. And I was in the supermarket, and when I came back, I was rushing, putting my stuff up. I was anxious and excited to get to the line. And so when I got to the line, and the woman of God, sounded like she was going to try to give us a little sandwich and close out. I started pulling on the nurses. I started pulling on God. I said, God, I need a word. And I said, I thank God for the woman of God on today. She gave us a whole meal. So I said, and some dessert. Hallelujah. So I thank God for you, woman of God, to just keep on preaching the word. And I tell you, God really used you. And I was sitting. How much time do I got? How much time do I got? I got so much to tell
you.
I got 5 minutes, 10 minutes, what I got.
Go ahead.
All right. I'm going to tell this up real quick, real
this
quick.
This holiday.
First of all, your co-host, I want to say to you, I thank God for you also because you're not just pushing buttons. You're just not calling people.
Mm.
You're doing the work of the Lord. You're praying. I feel your prayers, and I thank God for you. And Pastor Burnett, I just want to say I thank God for this broadcast. It's been a blessing.
Mm.
And I told God on yesterday, I said, I did everything on this line but cry. I said, I laughed the other day when the bishop had us laughing, and I went up in praise one day when another speaker, and I said, God, the only thing I didn't do was cry. Well, today I cried. The woman of God said something profound, hallelujah, and it made me cry. It made me think, the body got to get it right. We got to get it right. We got to examine ourselves, but also we got to get it right. It's time for us to walk in our seats. It is time for us to do what we have to do. And also the woman of God has spoke on the other day. I'm trying to hurry up. She spoke on the other day.
You all right?
She
you
said,
all right? Slow down and let God.
Okay. She said, the woman of God said the other day, Pastor Renette, you said the other day, you said, we're getting all this food. What are we going to do with it? And I was saying in my mind, I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm going to keep on chewing. That's what I was saying, right? So when I got off the phone on Friday, the Lord had me do more than chew. He had me to give out that food that I had got back to God be the glory. So then Saturday came. I was so fired up, I didn't know what to do. I said, too bad the broadcast is not on. But I have a prayer line. I said, God, where are the people going? They're not coming on the prayer line. When I was prophesying, they were coming on. Now, when it's time to pray, they're not coming on. I said, do I close it down? What do you want me to do? And he didn't, I didn't get an answer. So when you don't get an answer, you wait and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So I went on the line on Saturday night, and I didn't even know if anyone was coming on, but truly someone came on, and I said, well, if it's this one soul, I'll feed their soul, because you said two more touching the ground in your name, you'll be in the midst. You didn't say 1,000. You said two or more, you'll be in the midst. Then eventually somebody else came on, and then somebody else came on. And I began to tell them what the Lord was saying on the broadcast during the week. I began to feed them. So I thank God because I was getting fed through those 3 days that I was on the broadcast. To God be the glory. I was able to feed some other people. And that's how it should be. We should be able to feed somebody else. We should be able to somebody else. And this is season that we need to love our brothers and our sisters. This is season that we should not be playing around with God. This is the season that we need to worship. And all our mind, and God can give us everything we have to get in this season. I thank God for y'all.
Thank
I love
you,
y'all.
God.
And this is a blessed broadcast. God bless.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God, I thank you. I thank God also for Prophetess Barbara introducing me to the broadcast, and me meeting her has been a blessing. And I just thank God. Hey, Baba Shantai, and I'm going to walk in my season. Hallelujah. Yeah, Baba Shantai, but I'm going to examine myself first. Hallelujah.
Hey, glory to Jesus.
Hey,
Mama
Shantai.
Hey,
Mama Shantai. And God is going
to
do great things on this broadcast. Hey, Mama Shantai. Deliverance, healing shall be done on this broadcast. People should go to the next place in the on this broadcast. Come on, Sunday. Thank you. Some people pray in church. Some people pray on radio stations. But this station is real. Real. Hey, my Sunday soul should be saved on this broadcast.
Yes.
Hey, my son, get ready for the next place in God on this broadcast. Hey, my Sunday, when she asks you to speak, speak. Hey, my what God says. Hey, my speak. Thank you, God.
Bless your name, Jesus.
God, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
God,
I want to encourage you,
on this broadcast. Hey, Mama. See, I see somebody getting healed from cancer. Tumors coming out. Hey, Mama. You know, my see.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
It's not
thank
in vain. Hallelujah.
Bless you.
And I don't know her name, your co-host. God is about to bless you and blow your mind because you was faithful. You was faithful. And I just feel like a wind coming past quickly.
Mama,
see.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead, woman of God. You can call and tell her whatever the Lord had for you to say.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just time out for playing. It's time out for playing. So many people got these titles. God ain't interested in no titles. He said, speak me. He want us to lay at his feet. He want us to lay at his feet and be in his presence. People can get intimate with their lovers, and there's nothing wrong with being intimate with your husband, your wife. I don't take that away because he wants us to love him like that. He said some of us pretending like we love him. I'm crying and grieving for the Holy Ghost right now. He said, but you don't love me. But I still bless, and I still do. But you won't answer. You won't submit. You're talking to somebody.
Oh, God.
I told him this week, don't let me be sitting back and being afraid, because I said the woman of God will let me go for him. I said, let me say what you tell me to say, God. But I had no idea. He said, just open your mouth. Because it's time out for me walking in fear.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
So I thank God for this broadcast.
Hallelujah. And I tell you, I want to tell you too, our prophetess Darlene, don't be discouraged. Hallelujah. You said only
praise
one
God.
Person came on. God
you,
gave
God.
You that to do. You stick with it.
Praise
we had
God.
Moments when we didn't see nobody but me and Sister Ruby sometimes on Mondays.
Thank you, God.
You know, sometimes we have a light day and then, you know, in the middle of the message or, you know, as the message closes out, then the lines light up. We see 15, 20, 25 people in the room and what have you. But we can't get discouraged because when God give us an assignment, all God want us to do is, as you said to Sister Ruth, be faithful to it. Be faithful. Yes, it's discouraging when you don't see anybody. Guess what? God will clear out some folks, then he'll bring in. Now, we're talking about a new season. A new season. When you're walking in a new season, God is sending in new people. He's sending in new blessings.
Hallelujah.
He's sending in new revelation. He's sending in confirmation. He's sending in new prophecy. Hallelujah. God is in control.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
So don't you get discouraged. You keep on preaching. You keep on teaching. You keep on declaring. Because that's what these folks do. The Bible says, as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be in the day of the coming of the Lord. They were given into marriage. Folks are into their flesh. They're into a word. They want a prophecy. And after you give them the prophecy, they don't even obey the instructions. They want you to prophesy houses and land and money. Well, how about God says, be ye holy? That's your prophecy for the day. Be ye holy. How about going and apologize to your brother and your sister who you ain't spoke to in the church in 6 months? You see them and you walk on the other side of the church.
Well,
how about doing that? That's the prophecy I got for you today. Love. Can you love? That's your prophecy for the day. I don't prophesy no houses and money and land. That's what these folks want to hear, but they don't want to live holy.
My God.
Okay, if I tell you you about to get $1 million and you ain't living holy, that $1 million going to kill you and you going to hell. You got the money in your bank account, but you can't live holy. God ain't pleased with you, and you're going to have holes in your pocket. Hallelujah. And as fast as you get that $1 million, it'll be gone. Because guess what they won't do? They won't even give 10%. They won't even tithe on the money. I know what I'm talking about. Let me take that back, God. Y'all erase that. Let me edit that. Folks, I'll say folks, you'll pray over them for a monetary blessing, and they get their money, and you won't see them. Hallelujah. You'll hear they're going wise somewhere. And then when they get broke, they're coming back to your doorstep.
Well, you
can honor God with 10% of it. And you think God going to bless you? The devil is a lie. So don't you give up. Don't you worry about who ain't on there. God will command them to come on there. Hallelujah. God, ooh, Jesus, I tell you, anybody else on the line, Sister Ruth, before I go on?
Yeah, quite a couple of.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go to Evander's coming. Evander's coming.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord, on my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, on my soul, forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all our iniquities, who healeth all our diseases. I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I want to thank and praise God for the evangelist. Evangelist, his share more, yeah, now. Evangelist, you know, his share, yeah,
both.
And I want to thank God for Sister Ruby and all those that are blessed by this broadcast. You know, I thought about you, Evangelist Bernard, and the word of God said, Jeremiah said, it was just like fire shut up in my mouth. When you open up your mouth, the word of God just came out. It came out just like her share, just like fire. And I came on top. And I just thank the Lord. You brought the word of God, and it was wonderful. And it encouraged me, and it was just wonderful. And I just bless the Lord for you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord for you. The word got to be in season and out of season. When
Come
you
on.
Want it here and when you don't want it here. Because the Lord had it right in the right season. Hey, shape over. And I just bless him right now. I just bless him right now. Hey, because God is good. He's good and he's merciful.
Hallelujah.
We just got to wait on him. Wait on the Lord and be of courage. Hallelujah. God bless you all.
Hallelujah. Well, we're waiting on you, Evangelist Cummins, for God to bring you home. And I tell you, as soon as you get home, I'm asking the Lord, I'm going to let you call us and say, I'm able to preach again. Hallelujah. And guess what? We want to hear a word from the Lord. We want to hear your testimony. Because God's going to give you a testimony that's going to blow some folks' minds.
I know it.
Yeah, the enemy already counting you out. But I want you to know you ain't out, baby.
I'm waiting
you
on
ain't
the Lord.
Out. Remember, you have some seed in the ground. Your harvest is still out there. Hallelujah.
Okay.
The seeds that you've sown, they're still there. They have not fully developed yet. Ah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So remember, God haven't forgot about your seeds.
All right.
He haven't forgot about your seed, Evangelist Cummins.
All right.
So guess what? You keep on expecting your harvest. Ah, hell, y'all don't
know
because you have a great harvest. Ah,
You have a great harvest. God said he's going to open up the windows of heaven and pull you out some blessings you will not have room enough to receive. I've seen God do it. Hallelujah. And you've seen him do it over and over and over and over and over again. Evangelist coming, and God is not through with you yet.
Amen.
Don't you let the devil whisper nothing into your ear. You bind that devil in the name of Jesus. Baby, you got some seeds in the ground. Your seeds are still in the earth. Your seeds are still in your nieces and nephews that you raised. Your seed is still in your six boys that you raised. Your seed is still in your husband. Your seed is still in Bishop Winston Singleton. Your seed is still in Greta Bethlehem Temple Church. Your seed is still in the Sunday school department.
Thank
you got
you.
A great harvest, woman of God. Don't
thank
you be
you.
Discouraged. Don't you be dismayed. Don't be weary.
Thank
and you're
you,
well-doing, because God said
amen.
You're going to reap. He gonna reap. You're going to reap a harvest this season.
Amen.
This is your
you know,
season, baby. Walk in it.
Walk you know, I want to say it. Something. I want to say this, though. Just now, before you came on the air, and I was just up in the Lord because I was so encouraged by the your speaking today. And I had been, you know, and I was up. And there was he's a little senile, and he was going through the hall just speaking in tongues, you know. So I started speaking in tongues with him, and he was he was so happy. He said, "I love you, I love you." He was just speaking in tongues because nobody understood what he was doing. But because of the radio broadcast, I was already up. I just can't speak any time. I have to the anointing has to come on me. But I thought that was so. But the Lord, he needed that at that time. He needed somebody to talk back with him with the same spirit he had. And I just thank God for the radio, broadcast brought that along.
Lord
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
see,
you.
Now that was a seed you saw on the day.
Yeah.
Because you encouraged that man of God. You encouraged him as he was talking to the Lord. You begin to talk to the Lord with him.
Yes.
That's a seed. You just saw the seed, Evangelist coming. Ah, glory to God. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Now, you
thank
see it, Sister Ruby, and I canceled this broadcast because it's Veterans Day. We would have missed these testimonies. Hey, glory to God. I don't care.
Feel sad. Hallelujah.
I'm coming on this line. If I don't do nothing but say the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I do not cancel. Sister Ruby will tell you that. Thank you, Jesus. All right,
hallelujah.
Back to you, Sister Ruby.
Okay, God bless. We're
glory
going
to God.
Sister T.
God bless. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
God bless you, Sister T.
Thank you.
How's your mother?
I'm just glad to tell you. The doctors gave my mom 6 months to live, and she came home Friday with hospice.
Whose report are you going to believe?
I believe the report of the Lord.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to hear. Hallelujah. Doctors have pronounced days for people to live, and God done extended their life. Hallelujah. The man of God, the prophet, went to Hezekiah, and this is encouragement to you, Sister T. He went to Hezekiah, and the Lord sent him to Hezekiah, and he told him, see, Hezekiah, set your house in order. Because you're surely going to die. Hezekiah did not receive that. Hezekiah went in his secret closet and he laid out his work before God. He petitioned God and he said, Lord, I'm not through with the work that you have given me. He said, I have this to do. I have that to do. I have served you. I have I have denied this flesh. I have made sacrifices for the saints of God. I went when nobody would go. Hallelujah. I gave when nobody would give. Now, Lord, remember me. And you know what the Lord did? The Lord sent the man of God back. And he said, tell him, I'm giving him 15 more years. Look at God. Hallelujah. You pray. You go on you an extensive fast. You start fasting 2 or 3 times a week. Do it however you want to do it. And you go to God on your mother's behalf and say, Lord, I know they say, the doctor says 6 months, but you are the life giver. I'm not going to walk around depressed and receive that in my spirit. The devil is a lie. Hallelujah. The symptoms may be there where it warrants that diagnosis. Oh, but guess what? God has the final say, Sister T. That's the doctor. Yes. Hallelujah. You stand on the promises of God. He said he is a healer. Hallelujah. He said by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Stand on that. Stand on it. And don't back up. Don't you be discouraged. See, the devil want to get you and all your family depressed. But you got to be the one to stand at the helm. You got to be the one to sound the trumpet and say, Mama gonna live. She will not die.
Yes.
Don't be discouraged. In the name of Jesus, God, and Mother Tearson, Mother Lockton, in the name of Jesus, we stand in an agreement with Sister T right now, our dear sister, that has been faithful to this broadcast. Hallelujah. She's been faithful in getting out in the highways, in the highways, in the hedges, and compelling men to come. She's been faithful witnessing to your people. Now, God, I'm asking you to touch Mother Loxon. Touch her body, God. Hallelujah. What the doctors have already said, God, I'm asking you to change that report in the name of Jesus. Change that report, God. Hallelujah. Make her a living testimony. Where our family could get saved. Where they can say, I know there's a God. And he's still in the healing business. He's still in the deliverance business. He can give life and he can take it. He can prolong life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we plead the blood over Mother Loxon right now. In the name of Jesus, even our children, God, we're asking you to touch each and every one of them. Encourage their heart. Let them bind their forces. Hallelujah. Y'all need to unify. God want a united front. He wants y'all to be unified. God, the doctor said 6 months, so y'all got 6 months to unify yourself.
Yes.
And said, Mother, you will live and not die. Mm-hmm. But God wants you all to get it together, Sister T.
Yes. He said,
Jesus.
My team.
I plead the blood. In the name of Jesus, I count it done. I'm looking for another report. I'm looking for another report, Sister T. And you lift up your head. The Bible said, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory, see, the King of Glory don't come in. Hallelujah. When you're downtrodden, the King of Glory don't come in. When you're sad and depressed and angry and confused, the King of Glory come in when you lift up your eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh your help? That's when the King of Glory come in. The Bible said, who is this king? Psalm 24, who is this King of Glory? It said, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. That's who the King of Glory is. That's why he encourages, the psalmist encourages us all, hey, what you mean? Lift up your spirit. Don't be cast down in your spirit. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, He gave us that fear. You walk in fear when you receive a negative report. That's a negative report. I don't care what the test look like. You got some women that have had breast cancer where they said they were going to be dead. They're still alive. You have some other people that have been in some terrible situations, should have been out of here. The doctors gave them up. My grandmother lived to be 93 years old, and she had cancer, and she never told anybody. And she started drinking this scotch. And wait, guess what? She knew something was hurting her, but she never murmured. She never complained. We never knew. I never saw my grandmother, my great-grandmother, laying in a bed. She would all, the only time you seen in a bed was at night when it was bedtime, 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And they took her to the hospital 2 days before she left here. And the doctors was amazed. They say, "Ooh, she should have been out of here." They couldn't understand how this woman all intact, everything was gone. Thank God. They said that cancer had to be in her body like 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But she lived to be 93 years old.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
So I just want to encourage you today, Sister T.
Thank you.
Thank you, God. It ain't over till God says it's over.
Yes.
Remember, the battle is, your mother belongs to the Lord. She don't belong to you. She belongs to God. She's a soul, okay? And your sisters and your brothers, those are the ones that God is trying to work on, okay? Because your mother going to live. And I want to hear the testimony. She going to live way beyond what the doctor said. The Bible said effectual prayers of the righteous. James said effectual prayers of the righteous avail him. I'm going to quit saying what the Bible said. I'm going to have to give you all these scriptures. Because folks think I got my own Bible. I don't have my own Bible. If I had my own Bible, I wouldn't go through nothing. I just call on my own scripture. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
God bless you, Sister T. We miss you, but we've been praying for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
God bless you,
boy.
Liberal Democrat.
Oh, my boy on the line.
Liberal Democrat.
Hallelujah.
He's not
I thank God for Liberal Democrat. He's been a blessing to this broadcast, I tell you. You know, one time we was praying for men to come on the line, and God bless us every day. Look like we have a male on the line. I thank God for that. I thank God for that.
Sister Dawn?
He called the men.
Oh, Sister Dawn? Okay, she's not answering. I'm going to go back. Maybe he'll get it.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So
amen. I was looking up that scripture.
Liberal Democrat.
Amen. I think that's James chapter 5, verse 16, when it says, pray for one another. Amen. Confess your faults to one another, and the effectual prayers of the righteous availeth much.
There you go.
That's in James 5 and 16. I was looking it up. I was hoping they didn't call me on the phone. I ran and looked it up. Amen, amen,
that's
amen.
That's it, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous.
Amen, amen. I believe that. Amen to God. I was listening to Evangelist when she preached the other week, and she was saying that as they went, they got healed. Amen. It didn't happen right away, but, amen, as Jesus spoke the word over them and told the lepers to leave, as they was leaving, they was getting healed. And, you know, and if they expected it right away, it didn't happen right when he said it. But as they was walking and whatnot, you know, it started to happen and whatnot. You know, like, you know, maybe after they walked the block, amen, the arm got clear, or two blocks, the leg got clear, and then, you know, I'm just imagining and stuff like that. So, like, when the saints of God speak the word, it don't happen right in front of us. But, you know, as you keep walking in faith, amen to God, I'm just touching and agreeing with what I'm hearing, amen, that
come
God
on.
Is going to do a thing, amen. So, we, you know, just
come
speaking
on.
That into Sister T's life, amen to God, the divine health, Amen to God. Hey. Do what he said he going to do. Amen to God. So, amen. You know, you ain't by yourself. We touching and agreeing with
Come
you.
Come on.
Amen.
We touching and agree.
Amen. She said that word last week for a reason, because God knew this conversation was going to happen today. Amen. So
Come
prophetically,
on.
She spoke that to us last week. So amen to God. As Jesus spoke it to him while he was walking, the healing was coming and stuff like that. So amen to God. Like, Lord, I don't see it right this second, but they just kept walking anyhow. Amen. And after a while, they looked around at each other and said, you know, your skin clear. You know, so amen, amen. So we just believe in that good rapport. We're waiting for that testimony, amen, that God is going to do a thing. Because, you know, I just don't receive that everybody say, well, I'm meant to suffer, or this is God's will for this, or God's will
God's
for that
will.
And whatnot. Amen. We just going to speak life, amen. And I'm just touching and agreeing. Amen, and God, that this season and whatnot, in this particular season, God wants us, whether we're in suffering, whether we're being blessed, he wants us to be doing something. Amen. I think the man of God preached it last week and whatnot on Acts chapter 2. Amen. God. He said they was expecting, amen of God, even though it was the day of Pentecost, amen of God, it wasn't fully come yet. They had to do some, they had to wait. But while they was waiting in that city, they was doing, somebody was singing, somebody was praying, amen, somebody was shouting. Amen. Hallelujah. So amen to God. So while we waiting for God to do this miracle, we're going to do just like that. Somebody going to be praying around the clock or whatnot. Somebody going to be singing songs. Amen. And I got a song for every situation I'll be going through. I'm going to sing all the songs. Hallelujah. Amen to God. So just encourage you to sing. Find you a song. Amen to God, and begin to just sing that thing and whatnot, and sing it to your mother. Amen to God. Sing it to the woman of God. Amen. That you praying that God will do a thing, that she begin to sing a song, and amen to God. And as they yet walked away, amen. Watch what God do. We just expecting, amen. You know that's a hard saying. When a doctor say a thing, we be like, wow, that's it. Amen to God. But amen to God, like you said again, until God say a thing. Amen to God. So, you know, we sing too many nights. We sing a song. We probably don't sing it too much no more. We said, but I know too much about him. I know too much about him in my heart. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him. You can't make me doubt him in my heart. Amen. And that song came about because of words from doctors like that. Amen to God, and then somebody had to get by themselves and had to be singing that song, amen to God, about a city called heaven, amen to God, and God is going to do a thing. So just find you a song, amen, and encourage yourself, amen, because a lot of people, they're not going to be encouraged, because these are the tests, amen to God, that when we have to prove it, what we've been singing it, we've been reading it, but when we got to live this thing, you know, and whatnot, for that testimony. You know, so amen to God. So when we come out on the other side, that's going to be the thing. So I just wanted to say that, amen to God. I was encouraged. Like I said, I'll be writing these things down, amen to God, when we got to be speaking and whatnot. I'll be like, I get me a jewel, amen. I'll say, amen. I'll receive that. I'll receive that, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So be encouraged. You know, you got people praying with you, woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So God bless. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Well, we're looking, Liberal Democrat and Prophetess Darlene, we're looking for you all to speak tomorrow. I don't know who's going to do Tuesday or Wednesday, but I'll talk with you all afterwards. And we also have Bishop Jesse Grant. He's scheduled for Thursday. And I just want to tell you all, everybody on the line that have prayed for Pastor Edward Hamilton, I'll provoke the Friday speaker. He will be back on Friday, Provoke the Friday, and he's going to be teaching on some principles. Amen. I don't know principles of what yet, but he will be on Fridays. We have dedicated and given that Friday a day to Pastor Edward Hamilton of Houston, Texas, and he's been out for about 2.5 months, and we're just so excited. God has raised him up, and he's on fire. So Provoke Fridays will be back in session this Friday. Amen. And Thursday, Bishop Grant will be here, and Tuesday and Wednesday, it's going to be Prophetess Darlene
Davis and Liberal Democrat. I love Liberal Democrat. He's working on some things for us with to get this, get these things transcribed and get them on YouTube, and we'll be able to have some pie. I tell you, God, I ain't going to tell y'all all what God is doing, but I tell you, God take little and it becomes much with him. So I thank God for this man of God. I tell you, I thank God for all the men of God that come on the line, Prophet Davis and Pastor Hamilton and those that are just Dr. Winston Singleton. He has, I mean, just have been with us throughout the airing of this broadcast. So we thank God for what he is doing. God is, somebody say he's taking us higher. Hallelujah. He's taking us higher. And he's taking all of us higher, not just me, but all of us higher. And he's taking us higher where we can reach out, where we can reach out and touch somebody else's life, where we can reach out and pat some another soul. God didn't give us this Holy Ghost just for us. Evangelist, come and say, the man of God, the young man was walking through the hall just speaking in tongues. And she went out there and she got him and she started speaking in tongues with him. Look at God. God is doing something, people of God. So I'm going back to Sister Ruby and have her report. It was just something about the day. I just felt something in my spirit today. And I said, Lord, we're going to have some folks on the line today. But I told Sister Ruby, if it ain't but one or two, we're going to speak the word and move as the Lord leads us, and that's it. But look at God. Look at God, Sister Ruby.
Amen. Sister Dawn.
Woo! Sister Ruby keeps it moving.
Okay. She's not answering now, so that's a couple of them had to leave off, but that was all of them. And it's just a blessing. Thank God for Sister T and your prayer for her and Prophetess Darlene Davis. You know, it's a blessing on this line. You know, I'm not a I don't follow up with what
evangelist. You ain't a groupie. You're not a groupie.
I don't follow up with what evangelist Bernard say in the flesh. I know it's spiritual coming out of this broadcast, and I've been here almost 2 years. So and you know what's so amazing to me, how Jesus Christ not only her to bring a word or maybe different ones that he called on to bring the word, but he also sent a rhema word to other saints, pastors, bishops, this Darlene Davis. He gave her a word today. He gave Liberal Democrat a word today. I mean, he just keep giving. Evangelist coming. Look how great he is unto his people. He just loves us so much, and I say, Lord, I thank you for this broadcast because it's real.
It's real.
Evangelist Bernard is not coming with no fake flesh with me, and she's not coming with no flesh with y'all. And I say, Lord, I thank you because whatever is not like you, you will override her because this is
your
broadcast. Hallelujah. And I've been here next month going on 2 years with her, and I have seen the anointing that flowed from heaven above down here to his royal family of believers.
Amen.
And he heals, delivers, gives us a prosperity. He gives us love, his joy, and peace. I'm saying, Lord, I thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
What Jesus is doing, not man, what Jesus is doing with the Holy Ghost and that fire coming down from heaven towards his people. Isn't that exciting? Y'all ought to be excited because he's using y'all. Amen. Back to you,
Evangelist. Amen. Well, open up the lines. We just want to give God some praise. Amen. And I'm going to have Liberal Democrat to close us on out. Amen. We just open up the lines, Sister Ruben. I just want, this is Veterans Day. And we are honoring the men and women of God that have served in all of the different divisions of the military and the armed forces and what have you, those that have lost their lives, you know, in the wars and fighting for this country. And we just give God glory and praise for them today. And we just want to just lift up our voices and give God praise today. Let's all worship him and tell him thank you.
Hallelujah.
We have a guest.
Thank you.
In the chat room. Pray for him too, whoever.
Amen.
We just bless the Lord and we give him glory for this Veterans Day in the year of 2013. Lord, we just thank you for what our ears have heard today. God, we thank you for giving us the word
to give to your
people. Lord God, we ask you to continue to encourage your people all over the nation. Lord God, go into the hospitals, go into the nursing home, go into the rehab centers, go into the prisons, God, go into the schools, Lord God.
Go into the homeless shelters today, God.
Oh, God, have mercy on your people. Somebody don't have food to eat today. Somebody don't have a shelter today, God. Somebody cast down in their spirit today, God. Somebody has been given a bad report today.
That's right.
No matter what we're going through, no matter what word have been spoken out,
anyhow,
your word, God, we asking you to reverse every ill thing that have been spoken, anything that have been done that's not in your will, and that's not our destiny, God. That's not what you have said about us. We renounce it today in the name of Jesus, God. We asking you to continue to strengthen Evangelist Cummins, God.
Bring her up, God,
where she'll have a greater testimony, God. And the seed that she have in the earth, cause the harvest, Lord God, to overtake her, Lord God.
Cause that harvest, God, to come, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah. God. This season, God, before this year's out,
this
God,
season, God,
where she'll be up walking.
Hallelujah.
She'll be back in the pulpit preaching and teaching. Hallelujah. And spreading the word of God to your people, God.
Hallelujah.
Continue to bless Sister Ruby, God. Remember Prophetess Darlene, God. Bless our line today, God.
Hallelujah.
Bring in folks that are sincere, people that are hungering and thirsting after your word, God. Hallelujah. People are serious about their salvation, serious about their soul, God. Remember Sister T's mother, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Sister Ruby, God. Remember my grandchildren. Hallelujah. Remember my son. Remember my sister, God. Remember my mother, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Dawn, God, and Sharita, God. Remember them, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Prophet Michael Davis, God. We asking you to touch him, God. God, we asking you, God, to create in him a clean heart, God. Renew a right spirit within him, God.
We asking you to touch him, God,
in the name of Jesus. Touch his mind, God. Hallelujah. Bless his going out and his coming in. Remember Minister Aaron Singleton. Remember Dr. Winston Singleton in the name of
even now,
Jesus.
God. Bless
remember
the people
Prophet
of God.
Michael Day, Send Michael Lewis, word, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Remember, God, Sister Arlene, God.
Remember God.
All those that come on this line today,
God.
Everybody that come on and support this line. Remember all of those that sent in donations, God.
Remember,
Hallelujah. PayPal and money orders through the mail, God. We asking you to bless them 100-fold, God. Remember Verona, God. Remember Bishop Singleton. Remember my cousin, Theodore's brother, God. Continue to bless her, God. Continue to open up doors for her, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you, God. I'm going to turn it over to
Liberal Democrat.
Let him continue to pray. I just feel like we need to pray.
Hallelujah. We receive it, oh God. Even now, God. We continue to pray, God. Even now, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank
even
you,
now,
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. You're able, God. You're able, God. Oh, we speak that life, God. You able, God. You able, God. Whatever it is, oh, God. Hallelujah. Who's ever listening right this second, God. You able, God. Whatever it is, oh, God. Oh, Lord, this is the you able day, oh, God. Oh, somebody speaking it in their house right now. You able. God, you able, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you're able, you're able, you're able. I speak it, oh, God, over everybody on this line, oh, God. Hallelujah, that they, oh, God, will be, oh, God, take that word, oh, God, that rhema word for them today, God, that you are able, God. Hallelujah, God, to do whatever need to be done. God, you are able, God. Lord, you are bigger, God. Lord, you are bigger than this, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. I just speak it over my own life, oh, God. You are able, God. You are able, God. Lord, we send that out over this phone, God. You are able, God. We send it into that house, God. You are able, God. We send it, God, to wherever you are right now, God. You are able, God, on that street, oh, God, in that convalescent home, oh, God. You are able, God. Hallelujah, God. We've seen you do it before, God. Somebody is touching and agreeing right now, saying God is able. God is able. God, we are touching and agreeing, God. Hallelujah, Lord. We're going to speak it over our life, oh, God. Anyhow, God. Hallelujah. Anyhow, no matter what we're seeing, oh God, we speak it right now, God. Hallelujah, oh God, this is the test, oh God. This is the test, oh God. Help us to pass it, oh God. Give us, oh God, the cheat sheets, oh God. Oh, glory that we can pass these tests, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we speak it right now, God. Over the overseer, God. Hallelujah, that there will be no backlash, God. That there will be no retaliation, God. In the name of Jesus, God, cover, God. Cover her, God. Protect her mantle, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God. And those that's listening right now, God, we speak it in their house, God. Those that's driving right now, touch and agree with us right now. Say, God is able. Hallelujah. The Bible says we're two or three touching and agreeing. God is able. God is able. God is able. When I hang up this phone, anyhow, God, even when the pain is on, oh, God, hallelujah, devil, you a lie. You come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. We come against you. We interrupt your assignment in the name of Jesus, and we speak it together in the name of Jesus right now. We cancel that assignment. We cancel that assignment. We cancel that oh, come on, somebody is canceling it right now. Touch and agree. We just need two more people to cancel that assignment with us so when we can hang up this phone, you are still canceling that assignment. You are still walking back and forth in your floor right now. Devil, I cancel your assignment. We are touching and agreeing. We are speaking life right now. I cancel your assignment, demon. I cancel your assignment. Hallelujah. You confusing spirit. Hallelujah. I cancel your assignment in the name of Jesus. Somebody right now is praying right now. We are touching and agreeing right now. We are interrupting that spirit right now. We interrupt your assignment, demon. In the name of Jesus right now, hallelujah, we speak divine health in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. God is able. God is able. God is able. God is able. God, hallelujah. God is able. 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 Glory. Hallelujah, God. God is able. God is able. God is able. God is able. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we speak that right now, God, in the heavens, God, that your angels get excited, that your angels come on this prayer line, God, that your angels come into that convalescent home, that your angels come into that house, God, that your angels sit right beside them right now, God, that your angels sit beside them in that car, that your angels sit beside them in that house, that your angels sit beside them in that convalescent home, that your angels sit beside them by that computer, that your angels sit beside them wherever they're at, oh God. Hallelujah, God, and that they will touch, oh God, the situation, and that they will interrupt the assignment, God. We pray this prayer. We pray that 91 psalm, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak it right now. In the name of Jesus, those that's listening right now, if you read that tonight, just touch and agree with us. When you read the 91 division of Psalms tonight, as we are battling in this spiritual warfare, 91 division of Psalms in the name of Jesus, and remember that God is able. We pray this prayer, and we seal it in the name of Jesus, that we say God is able in Jesus' name. Somebody giving God a wave offering right now. Hallelujah. Somebody giving God a wave offering right now because he's still able. Even though we hang up, hallelujah, God is able. Even though I feel pain, God, even though I'm discouraged, God, you are able, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God, I'm going to cry these tears, God. Yes, God, I'm going to go through with God. God, you are able anyhow, God. Hallelujah. I don't believe my own eyes. I don't believe my own ears. I just believe you, Jesus. I believe you, Jesus. I believe you, Jesus. I believe you right now, God. I give you a wave offering right now. In spite of, oh God. In spite of, oh God. Hallelujah. This is a hallelujah anyhow kind of prayer right now. Hallelujah anyhow. In spite of what I've been told, oh God. In spite of what I'm going through, Lord. I'm just going to, oh God, have to trust you right now. Hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah. Somebody say it right now. Hallelujah anyhow. Hallelujah. Even if you walk in holding your phone in your hand, hallelujah, anyhow, God. Hallelujah, anyhow, God. Hallelujah, anyhow, God. Anyhow, in spite of my pain, in spite of the bad words that I've been heard or the bad report that I've been given, hallelujah, anyhow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, anyhow, God. You're able, God. You're able even now, God. I speak it, God. We release this in that house, oh God. I release it in that house. I release it, oh God, wherever they're listening at right now. I release it an hour from now, God. I release it a minute from now, God. Amen to God that you are able, God, and that you are going to send your angels, oh God. Hallelujah. Bear us up, oh God. Oh God, that there will be no harm, oh God. We speak this into our life right now, God, that you are able, God. The healing, oh God. Hallelujah. The prosperity, oh God. Hallelujah. The release of the spiritual gifts in the congregation, God. Somebody got healing, God. Somebody has the gift of faith, oh God. Somebody has the gift of the word of knowledge, God. We release those gifts, oh God, from this prayer, God. Hallelujah. That we will see you do a new thing, oh God, in 2013. Before this year is over, God. Oh God, that your spiritual gifts, oh God, be released in this phone, God. Be released on this prayer line, God. Be released in this life, oh God. Oh, God, that somebody will have a testimony, God. We speak it right now in your name, oh, God, that the gifts are being released, that they are listening to this phone call, God, that the gifts are being released, oh, God. Hallelujah, oh, God, as they're receiving it right now. As they're receiving it right now, God. The gifts are being released right now. The gifts of God are being released right now. Hallelujah. Somebody have that gift of anointing, oh, God, that gift of prophecy, God. Hallelujah. Somebody got that gift of tongues, oh, God. Somebody got that gift of healing, oh, God. Oh, God, right now we pray, God, that they begin to release it, oh, God, and they release the fear, God, and amen to God, and that their God, the gift, amen, will have preeminence in their life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, God, the gifts, the gifts, the gifts, the gifts, the gifts that's in this line right now, the gifts that's in the person that's listening to this call, amen, they're going to start using their gifts, oh, God. Hallelujah, God, and that miracle's going to be seen on this line, God. Their miracle's going to be seen in their house, God. Their miracle's can be seen in the congregation, God. That miracles can be seen, oh God, this day, God. Oh, we claim it in Jesus' name, oh God. Not by power nor by might, God. Oh, but by your spirit, oh God. We claim that. We claim that. We claim that. Hallelujah. 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 We claim that, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Somebody got to give the healing that's on this line. Huh? Hallelujah. Somebody got to give the prophecy. Hallelujah, God. Oh, we speak that, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. These signs shall follow those that believe. Hallelujah. These signs shall follow those that believe. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. God, if they pick up serpents, if they bite them, they shall not be dead. Amen. Hallelujah. That means these diseases that come upon us, oh God, they will not take us over, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak this, oh God. Hallelujah. They will speak with new tongues. We speak it and we release it in this line, oh God, that it will be, oh God, a rhema word, oh God, not just logos, God, not just something we read, oh God, oh God, but those words will become living in us, oh God, that we can, oh God, be that living epistle. We speak that into this phone right now, God, that that word will be alive, oh God, and those that's listening on this phone, God, that every chapter will be like every person that's calling, God, they will be a different page, that people will see, amen, oh God, that you are doing exactly what you did 500 years ago and thousands of years ago. You are still doing it today, God. We speak that in our life right now, God. We speak it, oh God. Oh God, we become that page in the Bible, God. We become that page, God. Hallelujah, God. Use me, God. Use me. Hallelujah. Oh, we become that page, God. Hallelujah, God. That healing, oh God. Hallelujah. That prophecy, God. That tongue, oh God. Use us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And we speak it right now in that home, God. We speak it in this phone line, God. We speak it in the ministry, oh God, in that prophet, in that apostle, God, in that bishop, God, in that evangelist, God. We release it right now, God, in that armor bearer, in the name of Jesus, God. We release it right now in Jesus' name. Somebody receiving it right now, God. Somebody, oh God, right now touching and agreeing with this prayer, God, in Jesus' name, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. When you hang up this phone, oh God, you're going to receive it. You're going to receive what God is doing, oh God. God is doing. I'm doing what God said, amen, God. I'm receiving it. I'm receiving it. Hallelujah. It's time for us to start pouring out. God wants to pour out that gift that's in us. Pour out that miracle. Pour out that healing. Pour out that prophecy. Pour out that word of knowledge. Ha! Pour it out. Pour it out. In the name of Jesus. Pour it out. Start using. Use. Pour it out. In the name of Jesus. God wants to pour. Pour in your congregation. Hallelujah. Pour in your home, oh God. Hallelujah. Pour. Hallelujah. God has given the gifts for the congregation for us to start using, amen, and stop getting beat up on, but use your gifts. Use your gifts. Hallelujah. We speak this right now on this line to those that are listening right now, those that's going to listen tomorrow and the next day and afar off. We speak it in this line. Release your gifts. Release them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, he
ate it.
That's right,
God.
That's right.
Please,
right, Holy Ghost. That's right. That's right. That's right. Ah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah. We're
going to
close out with
I
believe.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I believe that I can make it through it. Oh,
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe
the blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's going to do it for you. Fire, take it up.
I believe. God will fix it.
Yes, he will.
If you just believe.
Just believe.
Oh, that God can get better.
I'm sure, Sean.
I know you've been crying at night. But I came by to let you know that it's going to get better.
Closing out. God bless. See y'all tomorrow, 1 o'clock.